Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we are studying 1 Samuel, and we're looking at these interesting characters, Hophni and Phinehas, who are considered worthless men. If asked, "Do you know God?" Hophni and Phinehas would each respond with, "Of course, I'm a priest. What an absurd question." But if they were asked, "Does God know you as one of his faithful ones?" I'm sure their tone would change. Perhaps their skin would blush and they would think of all the times that they mocked the offering of the Lord and abused women at the entrance of the tabernacle. You know, the first question, "Do you know God?" tickles our ears. But the second question, "Does God know you as faithful?" Well, that question should pierce the heart. The answer to that second question, ultimately for everyone ever born, initially is, "No, we are not faithful." But that's one of the very reasons Jesus came to live among us. Jesus was completely, absolutely, perfectly faithful to God's word. And his perfect faithfulness gets placed on the believer so that we get credit for his faithfulness. The situation with Hophni and Phinehas is tragic because they were abusing and disregarding the very sacrificial system that was in place to bring awareness of their need for a perfect sacrifice to make up for their lack of faithfulness. This sacrificial system was in place as a promise of a truly perfect atonement to come. But these men's treatment of that system showed that they didn't think they needed any true atonement, that it was only a charm, and that they were just fine as is. Well, what about you? Is the cross of Christ simply a charm that you wear around your neck like a rabbit's foot or a lucky penny? Rabbit's feet and lucky pennies don't bring about the life change that true salvation brings. Biblical salvation transforms the heart of a person, bringing new life that begins to produce lifelong, ever-increasing faithfulness to Christ, where we walk with him day by day. Today, when you pray, please pray for Elvis Garcia and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas. And also pray for the Lao Life Word broadcast that's heard in Laos.